At night, in downtown Seattle, light glows from the Space Needle Observation Tower. Caption, CBS Television presents A Christmas Proposal. A Motion Picture Corporation of America production in association with Brad Crevoy Television.
Laughing all the way, bells on bartering, making sure it's right. What fun it is to ride and sing a slant song tonight.
In a lavish apartment, a man plays piano and sings to party guests gathered around his grand piano. Lights and decorations cover a Christmas tree and wrap around the railing of a grand staircase. A woman in a red chef's uniform carries a tray of hors d'oeuvres and offers them to guests. She crosses to the dining room and stops in the doorway. She watches the singer for a moment, then walks past a man into the kitchen.
You know, I've been his manager for the better part of a decade, and his voice never ceases to amaze me. It's Maria, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gabe Myers.
It's nice to meet you, Gabe. I have to say, I have never worked for a man who actually sang for his supper.
Well, Sean was saying that you have greater aspirations than simply being a personal chef.
I do. I am saving up to create my own line of food trucks featuring a mix of world cuisines.
Well, you certainly are very good at it.
Thank you.
In the other room, the party guests grin. Sean puts his hands together.
Thank you.
Maria talks to a friend on the phone.
Did you talk to Sean about getting him to invest in your food truck?
Not yet. I'm trying to figure out the best approach.
Direct always works in my book.
I know, but I don't want to come off as opportunistic.
It's not being opportunistic. It's opportunity knocking. Now go, answer the door.
I hear you. Okay. I gotta go.
Gabe enters the dining room.
Sorry to interrupt. No. Yeah, I have some news. First, the good. Your dinner was the hit of the century.
Oh, good.
And second, I just got confirmation that Sean has booked a tour on the East Coast and he leaves right after the holidays. And we can't bring you along.
Maria's smile fades.
Oh. But, I quit my sous chef job because I thought this job would become permanent.
Yeah, that's the nature of show business. But I'm sure somebody as talented as you will have no problem landing on their feet. And
he hands her an envelope.
This covers you up until the end of the month, and Sean added a little something extra on there for Christmas.
That's very generous.
Actually, you found it very refreshing you didn't try to hit him up for money to invest in your food truck company.
Maria forces a smile.
Merry Christmas, Maria.
Merry Christmas.
Gabe leaves. A look of disappointment crosses Maria's face. In a loft at a Christmas party.
Thank you.
A man stands at a bar. A bartender fills a champagne flute.
You know the best part of these work parties?
What?
Leaving. Yeah. Where do you like to go when you leave?
Home. To my husband.
She shows him her wedding ring.
Lucky him. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
He leaves with a martini and pats a friend on the shoulder.
I want to be you. Hotshot lawyer by day with a girl of the moment by night. What will it take for a guy like you to settle down?
Ha, settle? I don't even know what the word means.
Well, your oldest pal wouldn't mind finding out. Maybe for a change, you could be my wingman.
Listen, I'm happy to help you however I can assist, Manny. But settling down sounds like giving up.
Manny holds a glass of wine.
All right, so tell me. With your father stepping down as managing partner in the new year, any idea of who he's naming as his replacement?
That wouldn't be canceling my trip to Aspen to spend the holidays with my family if I didn't think it was going to be me.
Your brother seems confident he's on your father's shortlist.
Yeah, well, that's just Bennett posturing. I think my father's wise enough to know that I'm the better lawyer.
You think, right? But knowing for sure is a whole other ballgame.
Yeah.
He's pretty tight with Judge McKinley. I'm seeing him tomorrow regarding something else. If you want, I could casually probe the witness.
Counselor, please. Proceed.
Manny nods. Daytime. At home, Maria tucks cash inside a hollowed-out cookbook. Her friend stands next to her.
Cheer up, Maria. You know what they say. When one door closes, another one opens.
Yeah, well, in my case, the car door. If I have any chance of chasing my food truck dreams.
See, that's your problem. You don't chase a dream. That means it's getting away.
Oh, profound. Thank you, Brooklyn, but one life coaching class at the Learning Annex doesn't exactly make you an expert on life.
Maybe not. But this tunnel vision of yours is definitely killing your fun gene.
No, it's there. Just laid down for a long winter's night.
Yeah, right. Whatever happened to the girl voted life of the party, huh? I miss her. Oh, wait, that was me. But you were always my plus one. I know. Come out with me tonight. Rebecca's having a holiday party with tons of singles, huh? Come on.
Okay, fine. I guess it wouldn't kill me to, like, you know, take a break.
Great. Because I already RSVP'd for us both.
You had this plan from the start, didn't you?
Yes.
See you later.
Bye.
Maria takes a magnetic sign with her that reads, Driven. Manny enters his friend's office.
Julian, what are you still doing here?
Rushing to get out. The last train leaves in 30 minutes.
He packs his briefcase.
Where are you headed?
To my meeting with Judge McKinley to find out what your fate is.
Fate? Manny, fate is for people without a plan. My plan is to use every billable minute on this train wisely.
Manny checks his watch.
Wise would be not showing up late.
Yeah, you're right about that. That is not the mood I want to put my dad in. Don't worry, I'll make it on time.
He grabs his coat and suitcase and leaves. Maria dons a skirt and heels.
Oh, I love it. But the party doesn't start for hours.
Hours? I can spend cashing in on holiday travelers eager to get home the weekend before Christmas.
Ah, yes. I wish I had your work ethic and your ability to pull off pleats. They always make me look like a human shower curtain.
That is not true. What time do you want to head to Rebecca's party?
I don't know. She says 10, but I don't want us to give off a desperate vibe.
Got it. Well, why don't you text me when you figure out what time sends a confident vibe?
She grabs her coat and purse and leaves. At night, traffic bustles outside a train station. Maria pulls up behind a line of taxis with the Driven sign in her front window. She parks a car in a loading zone. Three women get out of the back seat with suitcases.
Hope you enjoyed your ride with Driven. Happy holidays, ladies.
Maria checks her rideshare app and notices a 75-cent tip.
What? A tip might as well be a lump of coal. Come on.
A text from Brooklyn reads, Hey, Worker B, I'll be at Rebecca's in an hour. A new ride request pops up. Julian's face appears next to a box that reads, Accept and decline.
Maybe one more for the road.
Maria taps accept. She spots Julian by the front doors.
Don't have far to go.
She pulls up closer. Julian looks at his phone and pulls his suitcase. Maria rolls down the window.
Julian?
Maria?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Where do I get in, the back or the front?
Well, you're welcome to sit in the back, but the front has more legroom and heated seats.
Sold.
Okay, great. Do you need a hand?
No, thank you.
She opens the back hatch remotely. Julian puts his suitcase into the back. Maria quickly checks her hair in the rearview mirror. Julian gets into the front seat.
All right. Nice. Wow, that was fast.
He notices her outfit.
What, did rideshare app enforce a dress code? No.
Funny.
You look nice.
Thank you. I am on my way to a Christmas party. And you are on your way to
Briar Ridge.
Yeah. Wow. It's like 100 miles outside of Seattle.
Well, I missed my last train because of traffic. Is that going to be a problem?
He removes his coat.
For me, I got dressed for nothing, and for you, you're going to get hit with a major surge charge.
Yeah, I'm not worried about a surge charge, but rolling.
Love to. As soon as I can, I will.
She gestures to traffic.
Either way, it's still quicker than the local train, so welcome to help yourself to some waters in the back. There's candy canes in the glove box.
That's cute. No, actually, I would really like some peace and quiet so that I can get some work done during the drive.
Sure.
She nods and smiles.
What do you do?
He takes out a folder.
I'm a corporate attorney.
Oh. You like it?
It has its pluses and minuses, like anything, I suppose. How about you? You enjoy driving strangers around?
I do, yeah. Everybody has a story. You ask them the right question, they open up.
So you like to chit-chat while you work?
Yeah.
My work doesn't leave me much time to chit-chat.
Maria glances at him and nods.
Okay. Sure. Not a problem. Do you mind if I at least call my friend and let her know that I'm probably, most likely, not going to show up tonight?
Yeah, a text would be much quieter.
Maria gives a terse smile. Julian focuses on his work.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
In an aerial view, traffic moves along a multi-lane highway.
It's the season to be jolly.
Light snow falls. Maria's car travels along a mountain valley road. Maria glances at Julian.
Hey, hi, Ann.
He closes the folder.
Officially off the clock.
Okay, so, what's in Briar Ridge?
I have to go home to spend the holidays with my family this year.
That sounds fun.
How about you?
My best friend Brooklyn and I kind of started our own holiday tradition since neither of us have family to visit, so every Christmas Eve, we kind of splurge and have dinner on top of the Space Needle and set our intentions for the new year.
Nice. Friends, they are the family you get to pick.
Some of us have no choice.
Julian casts an awkward glance, then points to a photo of a food truck on the visor.
What's this?
I'm a personal chef, and that is my future.
You want to own a food truck?
I do. My dream is to combine traditional food from all over the world and create plates that will bring people a little sense of home. And I want to bring it to wherever they are at a price they can afford. So, food truck.
You got me hungry now. Got over an hour before my father rings the tardy bell. I really don't feel like arriving there early.
Okay. What are you gonna do? Drive around in circles for a couple hours?
I've got a better idea.
At Pagliotti's Italian restaurant.
I can't seat you. I don't have a table until 10.
I'm sure if you check with Pagliotti, he'll squeeze us in. Tell him Julian's here.
Please. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
You really don't know what the words can't and don't mean, do you?
I can, and I do, and I'm hungry.
The chef approaches.
Oh, Julian! Buon Natale!
He hugs Julian.
Good to see you. This is Maria. She's a chef as well.
Oh, you cook and are a feast for the eyes. What a combination.
My family's been coming here since I was a kid.
He used to think I was the chef on the pizza box.
That's right. I used to ask him, make the face.
He kisses his pinched fingers, then flicks them after dinner.
Well, do you even have a name for this world food truck of yours?
I do, actually. Peter Pan.
What? What does that even mean?
Peter Pan. It's like a... It's just a play on words.
It's terrible. That's what it is. It's terrible. You need something that speaks about what you're doing. So something that embodies your concept. You know, something like Pangea. That's a word that describes when all of the continents were together, right? That's what you're trying to do with your food on one plate. Bring it all together. Pangea. Yeah.
Okay. I will consider that when my dream finally becomes a reality.
You're welcome.
Julian checks his phone.
You know, I've kind of noticed you don't exactly seem excited to get home to your family for the holidays.
You know, my family's tradition has become about sitting around with pasted smiles on our faces.
Well, if you don't mind me asking, then where are you going?
My father is stepping down as head of our family firm, and he's going to name his successor at a client's big Christmas Eve gala. So, mostly, I'm going to remind my father that I'm a better lawyer than my brother Bennett.
Here I was thinking you were excited to spend the holidays with the folks.
He shakes his head.
Sorry, I have to take this.
He gets up and answers his phone. Pagliotti approaches Maria.
So, one chef to another. How was the fettuccine? My grandmother's recipe.
Delicious.
I have a question.
He sits in Julian's seat, on the phone.
Your dad thinks you're an incredible lawyer. But he's not sure you're ready to become managing partner.
What does that mean? Not ready.
He feels the position needs to cast
a more mature light. More mature light? What, like married?
And if you wanted to give the menu a holiday flair, you could do something like puree roasted beets with the Alfredo sauce and then sprinkle with a little goat cheese on top. And that would make a festive winter alternative kind of vibe.
Pagliotti makes notes on a notepad. Maria watches Julian.
So he's going with my brother Bennett.
I cannot confirm or deny, but...
It looks like he's leaning that way.
Thanks, Manny.
Julian and Maria leave the restaurant.
My brother Bennett, he's been trying to one-up me for years. Now he's trying to play the whole married with kids angle to win over my father.
Are you sure that's why he's picking him over you?
I'm twice the lawyer that he is. Twice the lawyer. But for my parents, it's all about image. Always has been. He wanted me to get married right after I graduated law school.
He checks his phone.
Perfect timing.
He reads a text.
Hey, it's Mom. We're headed to the airport. Me, your father, and Bennett to pick up Daphne. Yeah, all right.
He texts back.
See you soon. And by the way, we got a big surprise for you all this Christmas.
What does that mean?
It means that I'm quitting the firm and I'm taking my clients with me. New year, new me.
Next, Maria's car arrives at Julian's parents' house.
Just because this turned into a holiday downer for me doesn't mean that I'm going to pass my loss on to you. So, ho, 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 there you go. A little something extra for your Christmas stocking.
He tips on the app.
Thank you. I'll get your stuff.
He sets his phone on the dash.
Hey, I can...
He takes off his seatbelt and rushes out of the car.
I can get it.
Maria stands by the open hatch. Snow falls.
I got it.
He gets his suitcase from the back.
Hey, Julian, again, I know this is none of my business, but whenever I get upset, I wait at least a day before making a decision.
You're right, Maria. It's not your business. I appreciate the concern, but you don't know my family.
Fine. All I'm saying is maybe take a little bit of time and let fate be your guide.
He grins.
You really are one of those people that just always tries to find the best in others.
She nods.
That must be so disappointing.
She stares at him with a disheartened look. He picks up his bags. Maria shrugs.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
He walks to the large gabled house, elaborately adorned with lights and Christmas decorations. Maria presses on a button on the hatch, and it closes. She walks around the car and gets in. Julian stands at the doorway and watches Maria. She frowns and drives away. Julian's phone sits on the dash. Julian frowns and closes the front door. In the car, Maria pulls off her scarf. Julian's phone lights up. Maria notices it and pulls over to the side of the road.
Seriously, Julian?
She picks up the phone. A message from Julian's mom reads, "We're heading home. Can't wait for your surprise." Next, Maria returns to the house and walks up to the front door with his phone. She knocks again, and the door pops open.
Hello? Julian?
She steps inside.
Julian? You left your phone in my car!
Her car sits parked in front of the house. She wanders into the luxury house and looks around. Nutcrackers stand on either side of a stone fireplace. Several Christmas trees fill the house.
Julian?
She walks past the fireplace and looks around a large open living and dining area. She raises her eyebrows and admires curved wooden trusses on the ceiling.
Julian!
She stands in front of the double-sided fireplace. A fire crackles in front of her.
He left the door open. Julian!
Must be his rental car. He's probably just getting settled.
Still no reason to leave the door open.
Anyone care for an aperitif?
Hello.
Maria waves.
Hi. Who are you?
I'm Maria.
Oh, she must be Julian's surprise.
Hi, I'm Elena Diaz. This is my husband, Charles.
An absolute pleasure. And this is our son...
Bennett.
Yes, I see Marbella has told you about me. I hope some of it good.
Bennett, be a dear and get some eggnog for our guest. Daphne, this is Maria, Julian's girlfriend.
Actually...
What? I had no idea. Oh, it totally makes sense, though. The only way that Julian would ever get involved with somebody is seriously on the down low.
Oh, where are our manners? Please, let's go into the living room and sit down.
If I could just find Julian and give him his phone.
Oh, he can wait for his phone while we get acquainted. Come.
Elena ushers Maria inside.
So, Maria, please...
Tell us about yourself.
Sure. Okay, there's been a tiny misunderstanding.
Ah, where have you been?
Julian enters.
And why have you been hiding your charming girlfriend?
Julian spots Maria. His eyes widen.
I beg your pardon?
We were just about to get to know your little surprise.
Maria turns to Julian and holds up his phone.
What has Maria told you?
Not much other than her first name.
Yes, but she seems delightful. I'm dying to know more. How long have you two been seeing one another?
Julian's eyes dart.
Not long.
What?
But it's not about the length, rather, it's about the quality of the time, right? Maria showed up right when I needed her, and since then, we've been practically inseparable.
Maria raises her eyebrows.
Really? I wouldn't say that.
Julian, when you said you had a surprise, I had no idea that it would be this.
Well, it's kind of like Maria was telling me tonight after dinner at Pagliotti's. Sometimes in life, you just have to let fate be your guide.
He took you to dinner at Pagliotti's?
Daphne grins.
Wow, must be pretty serious.
Well, Maria's a budding entrepreneur. She's a personal chef with a dream of having a line of food trucks.
You mean like a Roach Coach?
Really, Bennett?
Julian glares.
Why do you have to always try to belittle everything?
Oh, I'm so sensitive, Jules. Didn't mean to offend anyone.
Well, then stop interrupting and allow Maria to continue telling us about her Pangea food truck.
Peter Pan. Peter Pan. And actually, food trucks are a great way for chefs to share their passion without the sky-high rents and huge overhead.
I think that's rather industrious. Good for you.
Thank you. Food's always been a passion of mine.
And now a second passion of my own.
Bennett rolls his eyes.
How sweet.
Maria shakes her head at Julian.
Julian, can I?
Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, Maria's a little peaked from the long drive, and I told her I would get her an aspirin. Why don't you come with me?
Mm-hmm.
She presses her lips together, then leaves with Julian. Elena grins.
Anything to steal a kiss.
Maria and Julian walk upstairs.
All right. What is going on down there? Your family thinks that I'm your big surprise, and you were going along with the lie.
I haven't lied. They asked how long we've been seeing each other. Not long. That's true. Have we been inseparable the last few hours? Yes. I'm letting fate be my guide.
Wow. You are such a lawyer.
Look, my family seems to be in love with you for some reason.
And now you're blaming this on me? The only thing that I am guilty of is coming back here to return your phone.
She gives it to him.
Don't you see that's fate? You could be the key to me clinching managing partner, and I won't have to quit.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not asking you to. Just saying, go along with their assumption through the Christmas holiday. You scratch my dream, I'll scratch yours.
Maria cocks her head.
How about I make a sizable investment in Pangea?
Peter Pan. And you can't be serious.
Oh, I am. Name your price.
Well, this is crazy.
Says who? Trade in your dreary holiday plans and come spend Christmas week with the Diaz family.
She opens her mouth to speak and hesitates.
Besides, I can't let you go now. It's snowing. I mean, that would be reckless and irresponsible and a slap in the face to what is quite obviously fate.
Okay, just knock it off, Julian. All right? This isn't like trying to get a table at your favorite restaurant, so stop trying to fast talk me.
Julian gives her a pleading look. Maria's face softens.
I will stay one night, and I will think about it, and we will see how I feel about it tomorrow.
Great.
Snow falls outside. Maria wears sweatpants and a hoodie.
Luckily, I had some dirty gym sweats in my bag. And unluckily, all I had were dirty gym sweats in my bag.
Great. Another situation we can quickly remedy in the morning.
Slow your roll, counselor. Okay? I only agreed to spend the night.
Right. Yeah.
Maria crawls onto the bed. Julian smiles and looks around, then raises his eyebrows.
So, good night.
Yeah. Good night.
He heads to the door, then stops and turns back.
What am I going to tell my parents about us sleeping in separate bedrooms?
Maria shrugs.
Tell them I'm old-fashioned.
That's great. They're going to like you even more.
Maria scoffs.
Make yourself at home.
He grins and leaves. A fire crackles in the fireplace in front of Maria.
take myself out.
On the phone.
Well, I'm not angry, Maria. I'm just disappointed. Not so much with you, but with the turnout at Rebecca's party, it was 8 singles, all right? 8. Oh, women.
Well, I'm still really sorry I wasn't there with you.
Maria soaks in a bubble bath.
You cannot believe the night that I am having.
Brooklyn sits up.
Oh. So it turns out that the last ride I picked up is this big shot attorney who wants me to stay at his family's place in Briar Ridge and pretend to be his girlfriend to help him land a job promotion. And in exchange, he will invest in my food truck.
What? What? Wow. Look at who hit the holiday Powerball.
Brooklyn, where exactly does your moral compass land? I'm like having a crisis of conscience here.
Oh, come on. He's asking you to play a part, not drive the getaway car.
Maybe.
Lit candles surround the bathtub.
But I just keep hearing my mom's voice in my head, reminding me about the importance of honesty.
Honesty is reserved for nuns and suckers. So, Sister Maria, does this hotshot have a name?
Julian Diaz.
Brooklyn types on her laptop. Julian's face appears on a magazine.
Oh, well, I could definitely play Juliet to that Romeo for a few days.
Yeah, well, looks can be deceiving. He's kind of a jerk. He has that whole, like,
lawyer thing working for him.
Right, and you've got that whole starving dreamer thing not so working for you.
I don't know, Brooklyn. I don't know about this.
Oh, come on. For once, quit living your life in the slow lane.
And finally take a chance.
Maria sinks deeper into the tub. The next morning, Bennett and Helena sit at the kitchen island and drink coffee. Julian enters with shopping bags.
It's Christmas, and the magic is in the air.
You certainly were up early.
A lot more chipper than usual.
Yeah, well, I've got a big day planned and not a moment to waste.
He offers pastries.
Oh, picked up some goodies for everyone. Joy.
Aw, how thoughtful. Hey, what's in the bags?
Just an outfit and some things I got from Maria.
Oh, yeah. Notice that she packs light.
Unlike your wife, yes.
Bennett shakes his head.
By the way, where are Cindy and the kids?
Oh, they're spending Christmas Eve with her mom in Seattle. But they'll be here for Christmas Day.
Ah. Wonderful. I can't wait to see kids.
He leaves. Upstairs, Maria wakes up in bed.
Come in.
Julian enters with the shopping bags.
Good morning, sunshine.
Okay, just take it easy. I'm not exactly a morning person.
I didn't sleep at all last night.
Finally. Crisis of conscience?
Actually, I was having some serious concerns about our little charade. I might have been naive in thinking two perfect strangers could pull off something of this magnitude.
Well, it's nice to see your common sense is making a comeback.
No. I have a proposal. In order to make this thing work, we need to create a history that's rooted in truth. Otherwise, the whole thing will unravel. The devil's in the details.
Maria shakes her head.
Why do I get the feeling the devil before me has figured out the details?
You already know me. So well.
He sets the bags on the bed and claps his hands.
Chop, chop.
He leaves. Maria pulls a red winter coat from a bag. Next, she wears the clothes Julian bought and enters the kitchen.
Oh, good morning, Maria.
Morning.
I trust a good night's sleep has you feeling more like yourself?
Definitely a step in the right direction.
Good. Do you like a coffee?
We will get
coffee on our way. We're headed for a cross-country skiing adventure at Fiddler Park.
Fiddler Park? That's like a 5-mile trek.
10 round trip. Does anyone want to tag along?
Bennett scoffs.
Okay, I guess it's just you and me then. See ya.
Julian puts his arm around Maria.
Cross-country skiing?
Outside.
Julian, okay, just stop. First of all, I really need coffee, okay? Secondly, are we really going cross-country skiing?
If I said it, it's true-ish.
Here we go.
Look, Maria, you're just going to have to trust me on this one. I am confident that I figured out a way to pull this whole thing off.
But I already explained to you that I'm not going to lie.
And you won't have to. Anyone asks you about our whirlwind romance, you'll mean every word of it.
How?
Get ready for the biggest power date of your life.
Maria shrugs her hands and reluctantly follows Julian. At a ski resort.
Okay, so if I do go along with this, what's next?
Trading in our skis for snowshoes, and we are on to our first date. Thanks.
He wears snowshoes and hands a pair to Maria.
I don't think that counted as cross-country skiing. All we did was stand in the snow for a quick selfie.
Yeah, in our skis, okay? Look, I didn't become a very successful lawyer without mastering how to maneuver within the oh-so-narrow lines of the truth.
Notice.
Yeah, look, we've got a lot to accomplish in one day. We've got to complete our entire dating narrative.
Oh, our dating narrative?
Yeah, like our history, like how we met.
I picked you up at the train station, remember?
That could be troublesome. Okay, why don't we just say we met by chance? I mean, that's true.
He buckles her snowshoes, then sits next to her on a bench.
Have you ever been on one of those horrible coffee first dates?
Oh, aren't they all?
Perfect. So now you have a frame of reference. Anybody asks, you just say we met by chance and let me color in the rest.
Let's put the crayons down, counselor, and stick to reality, shall we? So this is our first date.
As a matter of fact, yes. Me being an avid outdoorsman, I invited you out for a little snowshoeing adventure.
I don't snowshoe.
You resisted. But I coaxed you out by promising not to let you fall.
Mm-hmm. And I believe you.
You're here?
He smiles, then stands and offers his hand.
Shall we?
She hesitates, then takes his hand and stands.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, just walk.
She gives a nod.
Yeah, just walk. Yeah, there you go.
Well, I guess this is where I told you I first discovered your superpower, your power of persuasion.
That's true. I do know how to get what I want when I put my mind to it.
Catching on.
Quickly, I might add.
Well.
Huh? Look at you.
They walk through the snow.
So, first dates are all about discovery. Tell me about your last boyfriend.
Oh, I have to go back to the archives for that one. 2 years ago.
Heartbreaker or heartbroken?
Neither. It's one of those relationships you stay in past the expiration date. I guess I knew it wasn't true love when I saw he didn't share my passion for life.
I can see that. I mean, you're definitely an all-in or nothing-at-all type of gal.
Very perceptive, counselor. I am. Anyway, one day I woke up and realized we were just better friends than soulmates.
Soulmates? You really believe in that sort of thing?
I do. And in a voice dripping with sarcasm, I assume you don't?
He shakes his head.
You ever been in love?
Smitten, never bitten.
Oh, come on. A good-looking, successful lawyer like you.
You think I'm good-looking? Huh?
Maria stumbles. Julian catches her.
I got you. See? Told you. Kept my promise. I would not let you fall. Now, on to our next date.
Yeah. They wander past restaurants nestled among snow-capped mountains.
What's the name of that divey little Greek place near Pike's Market?
Aphrodite's Grill?
Yeah, the one that you wanted me to take you to because you kept raving about the cuisine.
He gestures to a Greek restaurant.
I did. And
thank you.
What did you think of the food?
Well...
A waiter offers samples. Julian tries one.
Oh. I thought it was full. Awful. Full awful. And I don't want to come back, lover.
Oh! Huh?
That's when I knew I won you over.
You made me laugh. Genuinely. Quality every woman looks for in a man.
They continue along a cobblestone street.
Okay.
Maria stops walking.
My turn.
What?
But first... Do this.
She holds his hands and dances with him. She spins him under her arm.
Huh? And
he twirls her.
Great. Yeah.
Okay.
Look, see? There's the French restaurant that you took me to after we went dancing.
Oh, yes. Yes. I remember the place.
They walk up steps to the French restaurant. She points to outdoor tables.
This is where the L word was first uttered.
Like, I...
Wow, thankfully I know the Heimlich because you seem to be choking on those words even playing pretend. Wow. So seeing that you would never be the first one to utter those words, I confronted you.
Uh-oh.
I said, Julian, I know that I don't know where this is heading. I don't. But I can't seem to get you off my mind. Julian?
Nearby diners watch them.
I love you.
Julian's mouth gapes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, now it's true that I said it, so let's just hope your parents never ask if I meant it.
She walks away. Julian follows.
Ah, okay, I see. Now you're doing the lawyering thing. This is good. Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
You've got another memory locked for life.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we create some more?
Why not? Julian and Maria wander around the mountain village and partake in Christmas activities. They take a photo with Santa Claus, then purchase roasted chestnuts from a vendor. They each hold up a chestnut and clink them together. They taste the chestnuts and grimace. They give a quick wave to the vendor, then rush off. They playfully pick up gifts under an outdoor Christmas tree. A passerby takes photos of them. At an outdoor cafe.
So don't take this the right way, but today was almost fun.
Well, like, exhausting. Forgot how much work goes into building a relationship.
Yeah. So, you want to recap our greatest hits?
Okay. You hate the nickname Jules ever since your brother started calling you that when you were kids. Your idea of heaven is warm apple pie, vanilla ice cream, and cheddar cheese. Thank you. And the quality you despise most in people is insecurity.
They sit at a table.
That's true. You are an only child, and you consider Brooklyn your ride or die, your sister. And your love of cooking came from all the time you spent in the kitchen with your mom and dad.
Maria nods and drinks her coffee.
And the word that you hate most in the entire English language is ointment.
Come on, it sounds gross. Why not medicated lotion? You know?
They share a smile. Maria cocks her head and studies Julian.
Do you really think we can pull this off?
I think there's only one way to find out. I need to make an appointment for dinner with my family at a fancy restaurant.
Actually, I have a better idea.
At night at the Diaz family home, Charles, Daphne, and Bennett sit at the dining table and stare at their phones. Julian serves them food. Maria serves a plate of food to Elena.
Here you go. Ooh, Maria. This smells positively divine.
Maria and Julian carry in their own plates. Charles eyes his meal.
Oh. And what heavenly feast do you have in store for us tonight?
All right. We have slow-braised Persian lamb shanks, silky smooth whipped potatoes with a hint of Irish whiskey, and Moroccan spiced baby carrots.
Charles picks up his knife and fork.
Actually, first, before we get started, if you wouldn't mind, would everyone kindly put your phones on silent and place them into this bread basket?
What? Jules, what are we, in the fifth grade?
Hey, I think what Maria is trying to get at is...
I've got it. Julian, thank you.
Julian nods. Bennett frowns.
The way we did it in my home growing up, dinner was no distractions, no interruptions. Nothing to keep us from enjoying what was right in front of us. Food and each other. So...
Elena gives a wistful smile.
What do you say?
Daphne puts her phone in the basket.
Boom. Mic drop.
It's a small sacrifice I think we all can make, considering your hard work in the kitchen.
Charles puts his phone in the basket. Elena nods to Bennett.
There you go.
He gives up his phone.
Thank you. Okay. On that note, buen provecho.
Buen provecho.
Buen provecho.
Buen provecho.
Maria takes her seat next to Julian. Everyone begins eating.
So, how did you two meet?
It was a mission of mercy, actually. Maria was on one of the horrible coffee dates. And I was waiting for my latte, watching this poor guy flounder. I felt it my moral duty to put the date out of its misery and save them both.
That's Julian's version of events.
So, tell the truth. First time that you met my brother, you seem a tad full of himself?
No, actually, I wouldn't say that. The first thing I can recall is thinking that his smile was a bit disarming.
That was all I needed.
A phone rings in the basket.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I put it on silent.
Charles gets up and checks his phone.
Oh, it's Bill.
Mm. Bill Pendergast is our dad's oldest client.
He owns the Pendergast Tool Empire.
which also makes him the richest.
Por favor.
Charles returns to his seat.
If it's important, you should get up.
No. I'm going to call him back right after I finish this beautiful meal.
Maria, Julia must have told you all about Uncle Bill, right? I mean, he's like part of the family.
Pendergast Hardware. He's the host of the Christmas Eve gala for children in need.
Right. I'm really looking forward to meeting him.
Yes, after his wife Gretchen passed, Helena has been helping him plan the event.
Oh, speaking of which, Maria, given your culinary expertise, how would you feel about helping me coordinate with a gala center?
Maria's mouth gapes.
I would be honored.
Well, cheers to that.
They raise their wine glasses in a toast.
Salud.
Salud.
Bennett looks at Julian, then Maria. His eyes narrow. Later, they drink coffee in the living room.
Thank you so much for this wonderful dinner.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I hope I didn't overstep any bounds. My mom and dad always felt dinner time was sacred.
No, it's wise.
Maria and Elena sit.
Your parents live in Seattle?
Actually, my mom passed away when I was in high school and my dad when I was a junior in college.
Oh, I'm sorry. You poor dear.
Oh, no, it's okay. Thanks.
Bennett's brow furrows.
Aren't they all right, Dad?
Well, Bill just discovered that shareholders are trying to push through a hostile takeover during the Christmas holiday. He could lose Pendergast Tools and Hardware.
Home Etc. has been looking to buy Uncle Bill's company for years. He's always been unwilling to sell.
Unless we can figure out a legal maneuver, this could force his hand.
He wants to meet with him tomorrow morning to discuss a plan of attack. And Julian, I'd like you to be there.
Yeah, of course.
But Dad, I'm Bill's point person.
He's a client of the firm. We all work for him. Besides, with the recent change of events, I could use a fresh perspective.
Julian nods.
Cool. Well, that'll give us girls the day to hang out.
Yeah.
Maria smiles, then sips her coffee. Later.
Did you see Bennett's face when my father invited me to meet with Pendergast?
In the upstairs bedroom.
This is a huge step in the right direction. This means that my plan is working.
Okay, yeah. Did your plan involve me being left alone with your sister? You need to come with me because what if I say the wrong thing and screw it up?
Hey, relax. Okay, you've got 2.5 more days to realize your dream. Just keep being yourself. You'll be fine.
No, I will be fine when this whole charade is just over.
We've presented almost the perfect case, Counselor. Look at this as our closing argument.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, how about you take it to Chambers?
Chambers?
Yeah. I'm a fan of legal dramas.
Yeah.
And after the day we had today, I am just ready to collapse.
By the way, stellar work today. Yeah. I mean, if you were any better, I'd kiss you goodnight.
Fat chance, Julian. I'm off the clock.
She gives a coy smile. Julian pauses at the door, then leaves. Maria wears red pajamas and smiles. Daytime at Pendergast Hardware.
All I'm saying, Bill, is maybe it's time you consider selling.
And let them destroy everything the Pendergast name stands for. Forget it.
Well, in that case, our only option is to litigate. The state of Washington has very strong antitrust laws.
Further aggression will only serve to antagonize both sides. I'm suggesting a cooling-off period, okay? But so we can weigh out our options.
Look, Uncle Bill, if we file suit now, we can hand this up in court for years. Would you send a very clear message to the stockholders? You're not backing down.
Bill looks at Bennett, then turns to Julian. Julian frowns.
Let's shove it up their Christmas stockings and see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, then we'll go with Bennett's plan of attack.
Bill nods. Julian shakes his head. Maria and Daphne shop together.
We're having such a nice time. We should have invited your mom.
No, this is much more fun.
Maria raises her eyebrows.
I mean, don't get me wrong, okay? I love my mother to bits, but as far as mothers go, she can be a little tightly wound.
Daphne spots a waitress.
I like her hair, but if I came home with hair looking like that, her pearls would pop.
Oh. The waitress has dreadlocks.
My mom used to say, if you're comfortable with yourself, the people who love you, really love you, will be too.
I'm not so sure about that.
They sit at a table on an outdoor patio.
In my senior year in high school, I came home. And I told my parents, I'm gay.
Maria nods.
Yeah. Well, if you're happy, we're happy, dear. That was the last thing that they said. And it's like, If you don't talk about it, then it just disappears.
Or maybe they're waiting for you to talk more about it. No, I mean, communication's a two-way street.
In our house, it's more like a dead end. Hmm. Can you keep a secret?
Apparently.
Put in an application to work with Doctors Without Borders.
So you want to go into medicine?
Honestly, I don't know. I just know that it is not law school in the fall. After seeing how miserable my brother Bennett is, I just want none of it. And my parents don't know this, but he and his wife separated.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I know. But please keep it between us. He hasn't even told Julian.
The waitress approaches.
I remember you from yesterday. Has your boyfriend finally mustered up the courage to say I love you yet?
Not yet.
But he's getting there.
The waitress nods.
Do you, I want a cocoa. Mm-hmm. Two cocoas. You got it.
Thanks.
Daphne gives Maria a quizzical look.
Okay. Spill the tea.
Okay.
What happened with you two?
So Julian and I had a slightly embarrassing moment here yesterday after I said, I love you.
Oh, that must have left him like a deer in headlights.
Why would you say that?
Maria smiles.
You're the first girl he's fallen for since law school. After Sarah broke his heart, I thought he'd never recover.
Maria's smile fades. At night, in the upstairs bedroom, Maria sits on the bed in her pajamas. Julian works on his laptop.
Are you okay? You haven't said two words since you got home.
Is that so? There, that makes five.
Uh-oh. I get the sense we're about to have our first fake argument.
Oh, it's a real one. No, I thought we agreed to be honest with each other during our pretend relationship.
Yeah, so?
You lied to me. During our power date, I asked you if you've ever been in love, and you said no.
Your sisters never fail.
This is not about Daphne. This is about you. Apparently, you had your heart broken. So why lie about it?
Because I come from a family where if you don't talk about it, it never happened.
Yeah, that seems to be a problem around here.
Maria picks up a thick book.
Give me your right hand.
It's a dictionary.
Right hand up. Do it.
She raises his right hand and puts his left hand on the book.
Great. Right here? I want the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help you, Webster.
So help me, Webster.
Great. What happened?
Julian lowers his gaze.
Sarah Cook. We met our first year of law school, and I thought she had it all. Brains, beauty, x-ray vision through my bravado. Like you, she couldn't stand me at first, but I wore her down and we fell in love. I fell in love. After we passed the bar, I took the next logical step. I took her to Pagliotti's to celebrate and I proposed.
And she turned you down?
And she said yes. It was getting her to say, I do. That was the problem. And we were planning the wedding. Tensions started to rise. And so I thought a small justice of the peace ceremony with just the best man and a maid of honor would make her happy. But only three out of the four of us showed up.
Maria's face softens.
Well, I'm sorry.
Probably did us both a favor. It never would have lasted.
Yeah, but that's not the point. You believed in happily ever after.
Maybe. Long, long time ago.
You know, you're a lot more likable when you show a little vulnerability.
He shakes his head.
Not that many people could get me to do that.
Well, then I guess we found my superpower.
For what it's worth, I'm sorry for not being more upfront with you.
Downstairs, the women assemble cookies in the shape of trees.
Et voila! The granddaddy of all Christmas tree cookies.
So decadent, yet so simple. Is this your own design?
My mom's.
That must be where you get your passion for food from.
Yeah, my best memories were always in the kitchen with my parents. My dad chopping, my mom stirring, me just watching their rhythm, watching their dance. They always poured all their love into whatever dish they were making.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
It's
were the best times.
Elena squirts icing.
Oh, Mom. Gotta squeeze gently, like this.
Got hands full of thumbs.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So what are some of your family Christmas traditions?
All I can think of is putting up the Christmas tree and Christmas Eve dinner.
And your father and I taking your kids to see the Nutcracker.
Oh, I've never seen it.
What? Oh, Maria. It's so romantic.
Yeah, Mom's right. It's pretty awesome.
Julian enters.
Romantic? Awesome? You talking about me again?
Julian, can you believe Maria's never seen the Nutcracker?
Lucky her.
You really do put the hopeless in hopeless romantic.
Well, after that nutcracker of a comment, I'm going to ask if Maria is done with her baking tutorial, because I'd like my better half for the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah, I think we can handle it.
Great.
Okay, have fun.
Maria exchanges a look with Daphne and nods to Elena.
I'm sorry, Daphne.
For what?
I really wish we did more things like this when you were growing up. Maybe you and I would be closer.
Well, it's never too late. You and Dad say you want me to be happy, right?
Of course, that's what any parent wants for their child.
Even if my idea of happy is something that you and Dad could never understand.
Bill tours his store with Julian and Maria.
After starting off as a tool supply company, my father took a gamble and created Pendergast Hardware. He built this building, and I spent every hour I wasn't in school here making this the best hardware store in the state.
I worked here, too, for a little while.
How could I forget?
I wasn't so good at driving the pallet jack.
No, but you got real good at drywall repairs, and I taught you that.
You did. You taught me a lot, Uncle Bill, mostly about generosity. Every Christmas, the hardware store would give away trees to families that couldn't afford to buy one.
That's very sweet.
Yeah, kind of how the Christmas Eve gala got started. Uncle Bill always looking for a way to help those with less.
Bill gives a jovial smile.
My wife, Gretchen, she would look forward all year long to this occasion. You know, my only regret is we didn't have children of our own. Guess I poured my life into this place, so.
He watches customers.
And looks like my work is never done. Excuse me.
He crosses to the customers.
That's Uncle Bill.
Julian and Maria watch him with the customers.
You think you can use your superpower to help me find a way to get him to settle?
Maria shakes her head.
I mean, look around, Julian. Maybe all you see is a hardware store?
Bill helps the customers choose a wreath.
But what he sees is his legacy.
Julian's brow furrows. At night, Maria talks to Brooklyn on a video call.
Hey, fake girlfriend. How are things shaking with you and your handsome counselor?
The road has been bumpy, but somehow we've both managed to slip into a nice groove.
Well, that is good to hear.
Yeah.
And like any family, they have their issues, but for some reason, they instantly warmed to me.
Nice. Although you do remember this is just a part. Right? Come Christmas, Cinderella comes home with the food truck and lives happily ever single.
I know, Brooklyn. I know. It just feels good to be part of a family again for the holidays, even if it is just for make-believe.
Well, if you weren't always so busy working, maybe you would find a special someone of your own.
Okay, so what do you think the new look?
She models jeans and a blouse.
Oh, jealous. I'm still paying off my old look. Come in.
Julian enters.
Hey, I gotta go. I love you.
Bye.
Hey.
Hey, I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Oh, no, not at all. I was just chatting with Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Great. About that, actually, it doesn't seem right that I'm stealing you away from your bestie for the holiday. So what do you think about inviting Brooklyn to join us at the Christmas Eve gala?
Really? He would do that?
We could even dial her in with a proper ball gown.
So what's your angle?
A guy can't do something nice without having an ulterior motive?
Our entire arrangement is an ulterior motive. So?
Fine. There's some small part of me that was hoping that my gesture might really cement the fact to my parents that you and I are serious.
The fact, counselor?
The idea that you and I are serious.
Thank you, Julie.
Really?
She arches her eyebrows.
I thought you were going to be mad. I get it. I told the truth. So you're happy.
Exactly.
And who knows? You know, maybe if we're lucky, it could turn into a habit.
Yeah. That easily? Maybe.
Stranger things have happened.
The family gathers at Pagliotti's.
Marie, Daphne told me how you encouraged her to talk to me.
Oh, I'm assuming it went well?
Elena nods.
I can't remember the last time we both were so honest with each other. I'm just so grateful you were there to help guide her. Anyway, I just wanted to repay your kind gesture with one of my own.
She hands Maria an envelope.
Oh.
Julian approaches. Maria opens the envelope.
Tickets to see the Nutcracker tomorrow.
Charles approaches.
That's so thoughtful.
Maybe for you. What did I do to deserve an evening of torture by Tchaikovsky?
Oh, well, who said I was going to give you the extra ticket?
For your sake, you better hope it's for me, because you're not going to be able to give it away.
So, how do you like dating a lawyer?
Oh, it has its challenges. Like, try winning an argument. No, but actually, I guess one of the hardest parts is trying to get Julian to lower his guard. Never really quite sure what's going on behind his eyes.
She gestures to her face.
As with me, this pretty much tells the whole story. I have zero poker face, but with Julian, not so much.
I'm trying to get better at that. And Maria is really helping me.
Yeah, work in progress.
Aren't we all?
So you challenge one another. That's important in a relationship.
Signorina!
Pagliotti approaches with a waitress. The waitress holds a dish.
You took my suggestions.
Fettuccine alla Maria.
He named it after me. Grazie.
Buon Natale.
I see Pagliotti's up to his old tricks again.
And Maria, they share a tender kiss. Julian raises his eyebrows.
Nothing in this world is quite as delightful as new love.
To new love and to everlasting love.
He clinks Elena's glass.
Chin chin.
Chin chin. Chin chin. Salut.
Salut. Cheers.
They drink from champagne flutes. Charles watches Maria and Julian. They smile nervously. Bennett talks on the phone outside the house.
Oh, Cindy, the plan was you were going to bring the kids to my parents for Christmas. Oh, you know what's on the line for me here?
Maria and Daphne pull into the driveway.
Look, I have to call you back.
He smiles at them and hangs up. Daphne and Maria get out of the car.
How are things with the Christmas Eve gala?
Yeah, Maria helped us nail down the menu, and she came up with a signature cocktail for the event.
Wow. You really are a jack of all trades, aren't you? Oh, you cook, plant food truck empires, and you drive for a ride, Shira.
He gestures to the magnetic sign.
Oh, that. Yeah, just in between chef gigs.
Right.
Maria, I was hoping you would join me in town for a bit.
Sure. What's up?
I'll tell you on the way.
Okay. Let's take my car.
She tosses him the keys.
You drive.
Daphne smiles at Bennett. He checks a message on his phone, then frowns.
That's Cindy, right?
She refuses to drive down with the kids for Christmas.
It's time to talk to Mom and Dad. Tell them what's going on.
And give them a matching set of heart attacks? No, thank you. I can figure this out on my own.
Just talk to them. Maria pushed me to, and it was the best thing I ever did.
She touches Bennett's arm. He considers her advice. He watches Daphne head to the house. Julian buys chestnuts for Bill. Bill offers some to Maria.
No, thank you.
Maria and Julian exchange a smile.
I can't imagine you wanted to meet me for chestnuts and to listen to carolers, so what's up?
They sit.
Well, I was hoping to get you in the Christmas spirit as I presented a compromise.
I figured you had an angle. And Maria's here to help soften me up, right?
No. I am just here for moral support. Deep down, Julian knows what this fight for you is really about.
It's about the Pendergast name. It's about quality tools made in America for almost a century. And I spoke to the lead counsel today at home, etc., and I told them they would be fools to squander that brand.
And what did they say?
They agreed. And then they proceeded to remind me of their endless resources to battle us in court. So I proposed a compromise. You agree to let the sale go through, then the Pendergast name will live on in perpetuity with the tool line.
That's it?
Julian looks to Maria, then back to Bill.
No. You can also maintain the Founding Hardware store right here in Briar Ridge with your name on it.
And you get to keep doing what you love to do right here.
It's a good deal, Uncle Bill. Don't confuse your pride with what you want the most.
Bill's brow furrows.
They don't have your answer by midnight Christmas Eve and the deal's off, and they'll let the courts decide.
Then I've got a lot to think about.
He stands and walks away. Maria and Julian exchange a look. At night, at the Diaz family home.
Quite frankly, Daphne, I am a little speechless. I thought it was your dream to become an attorney and carry on the family legacy.
I think maybe it was your dream, but my heart's just not in it.
Well, maybe not now, but give it 2 years and...
And then what? Be stuck in a job I find unfulfilling?
At least you would have a degree. Instead of flitting around the world on some search and rescue mission, try to figure out what you're going to do in life.
That's what you think this is, Dad? Me running away? This is me running toward a life that I want, even if I don't know what that is yet.
Charles frowns. Bennett stands at the bar and pours himself a drink. Maria's phone lights up on the kitchen counter with a reminder that reads, Nutcracker at 8 p.m. He crosses to the phone and dismisses the reminder. He spots the Driven rideshare app and opens it. He discovers a record of Julian's trip from the train station to Briar Ridge. His eyes dart. Outside the Briar Ridge Theater, a poster advertises the Nutcracker. On stage, the Sugar Plum Fairy dances with her cavalier. She strikes a pose with her leg extended behind her. He guides her in a circle. Julian watches Maria's reaction to the ballet. She stares at the stage, captivated by the dancers. The Sugar Plum Fairy leaps onto the cavalier's shoulder. He turns her in a circle with her leg extended to the side. Maria wipes away tears on her cheeks. Julian reaches in his pocket and hands her a handkerchief. She takes it and wipes her face. Julian takes her hand in his. Maria takes her eyes off the performance and casts a sidelong glance at Julian. At home, Charles fumbles with wrapping paper and tries to wrap a Christmas gift.
It's just me, Dad.
Bennett enters.
You know, I can take a case to the Supreme Court. Do you think I'd be able to wrap a present properly? Bennett, you're not here to try to sniff out who I'm going to name as successor at tomorrow's gala, are you?
Actually, Dad, I was hoping we could talk.
Julian and Maria exit the Briar Ridge Theater.
Well, I'm sorry you weren't a big fan of the production.
It was magical. The way Clara broke the curse and saved the prince, and they fell in love. Go ahead, make fun.
No. I think it's sweet. I really do. I mean, part of me was dreading going to this thing tonight, but seeing the ballet through your eyes...
A smile spreads across his face.
Pretty special.
Maria smiles and lowers her gaze.
Do you know the meaning behind the Nutcracker doll?
No.
In the German tradition, it's supposed to be a symbol of good luck.
Then hopefully tonight will be a good omen for the news you've been waiting for.
Hopefully. Maria.
He tugs on her arm. She stops and turns to him.
I don't think I would have gotten through this holiday without you.
She smiles warmly.
Well, I can't say it hasn't been fun.
Yeah, I can't say it hasn't been fun either.
He leans in close to kiss her. The car starts to back up. They step to the side and Julian pounds on the car's roof.
Sorry. It's good.
You okay?
Yeah. It's good.
Julian gestures toward the parking lot.
Well, I guess we better go home.
Yeah.
At the house, Maria sleeps in the upstairs bedroom. Her tablet sits next to her on the bed.
Maria.
Julian enters with two mugs on a tray. He stands by the bed and watches her sleep. He sets the tray on the nightstand and picks up her tablet. On the screen, photos of food trucks and design ideas fill a mood board. Julian smiles.
Peter Pan.
He closes the tablet and puts it on the nightstand.
Sweet dreams, Maria.
Julian leaves the bedroom. He turns out the light. Daytime. Julian walks downstairs and answers the front door.
Merry Christmas, Briar Ridge. Brooklyn's in the house.
Hello, Brooklyn. Good to see you again.
They hug.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for the invite.
Maria, special delivery.
Brooklyn's mouth gapes. Maria rushes out and hugs her.
So good to see you. It's so good to be seen.
This foyer is bigger than our entire apartment. Mm-hmm.
Your folks wouldn't be interested in renting out the whole closet, would they?
You have to forgive Brooklyn. She was born with no filter.
So you know I'm being real when I say thank you for the gorgeous gown you had delivered.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
I love it. Now I just need a Prince Charming to go with it.
Daphne enters.
Oh, Daphne, this is Daphne, Julian's sister. This is Brooklyn.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Julian, Mom and Dad are calling a family meeting in the kitchen.
All right. Better see what that's about.
Yeah, go. I will help get Brooklyn settled.
They leave.
Wow. What?
Brooklyn points to the house. Her eyes widen.
Are you kidding me?
Julian and Daphne enter the living room. Bennett sits on the arm of a chair. Elena sits in a dining chair. Charles stands behind her.
Apparently this family likes to keep secrets. We wanted to talk to you all together about an unsettling revelation that we need to share.
Last night, Bennett told your father that he and Cindy have been separated for 6 months.
Julian's eyes widen.
Bennett. I'm sorry.
I assume this is the first you've heard of it as well. And then there is Daphne's desire not to want to go to law school.
What? Really?
Good for you.
Your father and I want you to be able to come to us with anything.
When did that change?
We're here to support you no matter what. That's what family does for one another.
As long as it falls within the very narrow margins that you and Mom have set out for us.
No more secrets.
Please.
I'm just glad Maria came along, so we can all stop playing pretend.
A guilty look crosses Julian's face. Bennett clocks his reaction. In the bedroom.
Right? Pretty good, huh?
Brooklyn takes out her gown.
So pretty.
Okay, you seem off for some reason. Is there trouble in fake paradise?
Brooklyn unpacks.
I don't know, Brooklyn. I think maybe I've been playing pretend for so long that the lines have blurred.
Oh, please don't tell me you're falling for the guy. I thought you said he was a jerk.
He was, at first. But I think underneath all that bluster, there's a really good guy. Okay, so last night after the ballet, we almost kissed. And it was not for show.
You almost kissed? Maria, that is the exact same thing as didn't kiss.
Brooklyn stops, then turns.
Unless you wanted him to kiss you.
Maria shrugs.
Oh my God, you were for real in love with your make-believe boyfriend.
Stop.
Maria scoffs, then relents.
What if I was? No? What would I do?
Well, you have no choice. You have to tell him how you feel.
And no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No,
yes.
Brooklyn, no, that was not the plan. This is my fault.
What? An almost kiss can go both ways. For all you know, he may feel the same.
What if he doesn't?
Well, I would rather live with the pain of knowing than spend the rest of my life wondering what might have happened if he did.
Maria shrugs her off. Charles enters the kitchen and confronts Bennett and Julian.
I just got off the phone with Pendergast. Julian, who gave you the authority to call opposing counsel?
You did what?
I saw a way to do this that I knew neither of you would approve. It's a way to find a middle ground.
You had no right to go behind my back. You just couldn't resist another chance to one-up me.
That's not what this was about, Bennett.
Are you sure? Seems like you two have made a career out of trying to one-up each other.
Not this time, Pop. This wasn't about me winning. This was about me trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, but this could explode in our faces.
Yeah, well, I felt it was worth the risk. You know, I gave Uncle Bill a chance to save his legacy.
And lucky for you, Bill took it.
What?
He did.
How did you get him to soften? I mean, it's rare for even a good lawyer to settle a case where everyone walks away happy, but this was great lawyering.
Thanks, Bob.
Charles puts his hands on their shoulders.
Do me a favor, though, okay? Next time, let's work as a team. No more going rogue.
Understood.
Charles leaves. Bennett scowls at Julian. In the bathroom.
You can't wait too long to talk to Julian, you know. The statute of limitations for an almost kiss is 24 hours.
Come in.
Julian enters.
Maria.
Brooklyn closes the bathroom door.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. Just getting ready. Actually, Julian, I was hoping that we could talk.
Yeah, sure. I have some great news first. Uncle Bill took the deal.
Oh my God. Yes! I'm so happy for you and for Uncle Bill.
Thanks. I don't think I would have been able to convince him without your help.
Oh. You see how nice it feels to use that superpower of yours for good?
Yeah. Okay, your turn.
Okay, last night when we were outside of the theater...
Daphne enters.
Maria, do you think I can pull off a smoky eye?
Daphne! I'll show you.
Daphne crosses to the bathroom.
You were saying about last night?
Brooklyn does Daphne's makeup.
Just thank you for last night. Just thank you.
Sure. I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, I'm just gonna finish getting ready.
Julian smiles and leaves. A defeated look crosses Maria's face. Bennett dresses in a tux and struggles to tie a bow tie. Julian enters and watches him.
Can I give you a hand with that?
Got it. Thanks.
I know you're angry with me, Bennett. I never meant to step on your toes with the Pendergast case.
That's your attempt at an apology? Shave it.
I really am sorry, Bennett. I'm growing up with Dad's high expectations. It made us feel like we were only ever each other's competition. Made it hard to see each other as anything else. I regret that. I'm really sorry about Cindy.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
Why don't we push the past aside? Move forward.
And do what? Be friends?
Why don't we start with being brothers?
Julian ties Bennett's bow tie.
Yeah, I guess.
Little brother still can't tie a tie.
Bennett smiles. A limo driver stands by a limo parked in front of the house. Brooklyn looks outside.
This is so exciting! There's even a limo outside!
Everyone except Maria waits by the door in their formal wear.
I feel like we're all going to Christmas prom.
Well then, shall we?
Maria's not done yet. Sorry.
She walks downstairs in a red gown.
I'm here. Sorry, keep you waiting. Your mom was nice enough to lend me a necklace. Thank you, Helena.
Julian stares, enthralled by her beauty.
I am not used to getting dressed up like this.
She smiles nervously at Julian.
Do I look okay?
Breathtaking.
He grins at her.
Thank you.
She takes his arm. Lighted Christmas trees shine inside a venue with tall windows. Maria, Brooklyn, and the Diaz family arrive at the gala.
Here comes my favorite family. Merry Christmas, Maria.
Merry Christmas, Bill.
Thanks for coming.
Bill hugs Elena and kisses her cheek.
Oh.
Daphne grins.
And look at my beautiful goddaughter. Tell me, Daphne, how goes the law school search?
Actually, Daphne has just shared with us that she wants to explore some other compelling options for now.
Oh.
Elena and I are very excited for her.
Really?
Yes, if this is what you truly want, we don't want to stand in the way.
Daphne decided to take a year off to join Doctors Without Borders.
Oh, really?
Daphne hugs her parents.
Thanks. Oh, you really are the best.
Brooklyn.
Wow, there are so many people here, and I don't know a single soul. Accent on single.
You know what?
Julian spots Manny.
I think I can help with that.
Julian walks away.
Manny,
come here for a second. Excuse me.
Brooklyn gives Maria a quizzical look. The men return.
Manny, I'd like you to meet someone special. This is Brooklyn.
Manny grins.
Brooklyn, like the city.
Yes, although I think you'll find I am a lot friendlier.
They shake hands. Manny stares.
Can I get you champagne?
I thought you'd never ask.
They leave together. Maria raises her eyebrows. Julian mimes polishing his nails on his chest.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm impressed.
Yeah, well.
So are you going to make matchmaking your side hustle?
Let's see how this goes first.
True.
Maria gazes at Julian. He scans the room, then turns to her. She sizes him up.
You're nervous.
Actually, I am. Everything boils down to tonight, and the only thing I know for sure is that none of this would be possible if it wasn't for you.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah, I figured I had this ready.
He hands her an envelope.
Go on, open it.
Bennett watches them from across the room. Maria takes out a check with a note that reads, I believe in you.
I left it blank so that you could put in the price of the food truck and cover your startup costs. I just want to help make your dream come true, too.
I can't accept this, Julian.
Of course you can. Maria, I trust you.
He gazes at her. Charles and Bill cross the room and stand at a podium.
I guess this is it.
Nearly 30 years ago, my dear friend Bill taught me about putting personal needs aside for the greater good by starting the Pendergast Foundation. Our firm has been a proud sponsor for over 2 decades now. And as some of you may know, in January, I will be stepping down from my duties at the firm so that my wife and I can dedicate our lives to more meaningful pursuits, like this one.
Elena smiles proudly.
Christmas is a time for counting our blessings, something that we don't do often enough. And this Christmas, a very special person came into our lives who made us understand what a blessing family is.
He looks at Maria.
I am extremely proud of both my sons and my daughter in ways I cannot even begin to express. And while I'm going to miss my daily duties at the firm, I couldn't be more thrilled and confident to announce that I will be handing the reins of the firm over to my son, Julian Diaz.
Disappointment crosses Bennett's face. He forces a smile. Julian smiles at Maria, then walks to the podium. He touches Bennett's shoulder as he passes. Brooklyn and Manny cross to Maria.
I hope you told Julian how you feel before getting paid for services rendered.
Maria shakes her head. Bennett overhears.
I couldn't.
So, what happens at midnight? All this vanishes and you go back to being a rideshare driver?
Something about this didn't seem right, but I honestly never would have suspected that either of you could stoop so low.
I have to admit, you were good.
Maria hangs and shakes her head.
Well, I don't feel very good.
What are you talking about?
Maria is Julian's girlfriend for hire. This whole thing has been an act.
What? No, that's not true.
Tell her the truth, Maria.
Tears glisten in Maria's eyes. She turns to Brooklyn, then back to the family.
I'm so sorry. I never meant to hurt any of you.
She gives Bennett the check.
Just please give this back to him. Thank you. Please go.
She pulls Brooklyn by the hand and leaves. Elena's brow furrows. Daphne crosses to Bennett and looks at the check. Bennett frowns. Julian and Charles approach.
Anybody seen Maria?
Sorry, Julian.
Bennett hands the check to Julian.
What's going on?
It appears Julian and Maria's relationship was just for show.
What? That can't be.
Julian, is this true?
Julian gives a slight nod.
When I heard of your intent to name Bennett managing partner, my big surprise was going to be me resigning from the firm. After seeing how taken you were with the thought that Maria was my girlfriend...
He shakes his head.
A little lie, it just completely spun out of control.
All this because of a promotion?
Julian.
Julian hangs his head.
So none of it was real?
I don't know anymore, okay? I'm gonna make it up to each of you, I promise. Right now, I have to find Maria.
He rushes off. The family stare after him with looks of disappointment. Next, the limo pulls up to the house in Briar Ridge. Julian jumps out. His bow tie hangs untied around his open collar. He scans the driveway, then rushes to the house. He peers in the front window, then turns back. He spots a crumpled photo on the ground. He picks it up and smooths it out. It's the photo of the food truck from Maria's visor. His brow furrows. At Maria and Brooklyn's apartment, Maria cooks in the kitchen. Brooklyn enters in her pajamas and stretches.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's nice to see your broken heart hasn't affected your appetite.
Maria pours her coffee.
You know, cooking settles my nerves. I felt so guilty about what I did. I couldn't sleep last night.
She hands a meal to Brooklyn.
How could I be such a fool?
You are not a fool. You are a big, kind-hearted soul who got hurt.
A call from Julian rings on her phone. Maria picks up her phone and shows it to Brooklyn.
Yeah, well, this big, kind-hearted soul is done with all this nonsense.
She declines the call.
Come on, Maria. You can't let one bad experience sour you on romance.
I know. And if I'm being really honest with myself, you were right in pushing me to take chances.
Say that again?
Safe choices lead to an unfulfilled life.
No, I mean the part about me being right.
They share a smile.
I really don't know if happily ever after does exist, but I do know one thing. I will never find it if I stop looking.
I like the sound of that.
Maria's brow furrows. Brooklyn gives her a quizzical look. Maria crosses to the front window. Brooklyn follows. They peer through the blinds and spot a food truck parked below with a giant red bow on it. The window on the food truck opens.
What are you gonna do?
Maria opens her mouth to speak, then peers through the blinds. She heads outside. Brooklyn follows.
Hi, Manny.
Oh, hey.
Manny?
He carries a bouquet of flowers.
You left so quickly last night, I didn't get your number. Julian gave me a lift.
Yeah, sorry about that. My ride or die needed a ride.
Maria dons a long coat and walks to the food truck. Christmas decorations adorn the window. Julian steps out of the food truck. He holds up keys on a nutcracker keyring.
Hey, they say nutcrackers are supposed to bring good luck. I figured I'd take all the help I could get.
What are you doing here?
Bringing you what's yours.
Maria gives a reluctant nod.
I tried calling. You wouldn't pick up, so I had no choice.
I don't want it.
It's yours.
Then, Julian, I don't know what... You can sell it, I guess, or do whatever you want, but I can't accept it.
Why not?
Because it's built on a lie, and I don't want that.
I don't want that either. After you left, I apologized to my entire family. I came clean.
Really?
Really.
How'd that go?
It's a work in progress.
I bet.
So far, I got Bennett to agree to share managing partner duties with me.
That's generous of you.
No, it's just... It's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Maria's jaw clenches.
I also need to take back an apology that I gave you.
When did you apologize?
I apologized for lying about having never been in love. It turns out that I was telling the truth. I thought it was love. But the truth is that I have never felt about anyone the way that I do for you.
What are you saying?
I'm in love with you, Maria. I only hope you feel it.
She kisses him and pulls him close. They break apart. Julian smiles.
The same?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that if we're a for real thing now, then maybe we ought to have our first real date. Right?
Probably.
How about tonight? Christmas dinner?
I feel like I can probably make that work.
Good. Because we were all hoping you'd say that.
We?
We.
His family stands by the limo.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Julian puts his arm around her. They walk to the others.
I don't know what you're doing to me, Maria, but thank you.
This is just the beginning.
She kisses him. Out of Maria's view, the door of the food truck bears a logo that reads, Peter Pan World Cuisine. Credits, Descriptive Video by Descriptive Video Works. Starring Adam Rodriguez as Julian, Jessica Camacho as Maria, Juan Kioran as Charles, Claudia Ferry as Elena, Andre Soto as Bennett, Luisa de Oliveira as Brooklyn, Jamie M. Calica as Manny, Sean Hook as Sean, Bianca Carroca as Daphne, Sergey Hood as Pendergast, Frank Crudell as Pagliotti, Malika Jackson as Donna, Sandra Shapiro as Hostess, Renee Taylor as Server, Jeff Gustafson as Gabe, Sarami Moriyama and Tyler Carver as Nutcracker performers. Written by Mark Amato, directed by Martin Wood. Copyright 2021, Proposal Productions, LLC, all rights reserved. Logos, Brad Crevoy Television, Paramount, a Viacom CBS company.